You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And pack with trust, inspire, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome into Five on the Floor live on a very disappointing night for the Miami Heat. Looked like we might have a different conversation today after the Heat went up double digits at halftime, but as has often been the case this season against good teams, they could not sustain it. Although there were a bunch of variables we did not foresee in this game. We will get to all of our sponsors as we go forward. Today's floor plan, I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me, Ethan J. Skolnick, on Five Reasons Sports. We got Brady Hawk. You can follow him at BradyHawk305. We got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. We've got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. Miami Heat lose by one. That really doesn't tell the story. There was some cosmetic stuff there at the end, a lot of it from Tyler Hero, who's a conversation we're going to have tonight. Greg, I'm going to let you kind of sum up the overall feeling of this before we get into the specifics of it. And, of course, we will take comments. We are live tonight. This is going on the podcast feed after. But now they have to go home. They've got to play the winner of the Chicago-Atlanta game, which is coming up as we speak, for the right to trudge into Boston. And oh, by the way, their star banged knees tonight and was essentially a decoy the entire fourth quarter. And I'm not even convinced he'll play on Friday night. And that's Jimmy Butler. What do we do with this?
The Nick Batum game. That's really what we just had happen, is the Nick Batum game. No, they kind of did it to themselves. I mean, there was a collapse in the second half. And there's no other way to feel about it other than to be disappointed. Jimmy was clearly not the same player. I think it was, four steals in the first half, one steal in the second half. It was not the same player. It looked like he was a decoy by the end of the game. I agree with you. I don't know that he's going to play in the next game. And his availability would have been in question mark anyway, the way that this closed. I didn't anticipate him being such a strong decoy, but they had this team right where they wanted him. They halftime, they had him. They were up 13 in the third quarter, and it just collapsed. They couldn't.
Oh, I think we just lost Greg there. Just like
that's what they did
for their offense in the second half. You mentioned it though. It was the Nick Batum game. I don't know who's going to be the Rocky Sports gamer of the night. Probably going to be him. He's in his mid to late 30s at this point. And it did seem like in the first half of this game, they had the answer, right? It was the zone. Spo went to it. It confused Philadelphia. Embiid did not look quite like himself. They had Maxey, playing too fast, I thought. There were great DeLon Wright minutes early. A lot of things, like the role guys, like Hawkes, I thought throughout the night was like the one guy who didn't look like the moment overwhelmed him. But ultimately, this comes down to your three best players, or the guys who are supposed to be your three best players. And Bam was okay tonight? Is that saying too much? He had the two early fouls. I mean, he wasn't great by any means. Jimmy, I'm just not going to blame Jimmy. I mean, I was surprised he stayed in the game, honestly. I mean, he knocks knees. It probably should be the play of the game. He knocks knees with Oubre there. He stayed in. Like you mentioned, he had the four steals early. But Tyler was just bad. And, there's just no way to sugarcoat this. Like, Brady, we talked about it. Like, the shots were going to be there for him. Like, they were going to build the offense around him. Okay, so that's something we all got right. Like, it was going to be a Tyler Hero game. Mm-hmm. But for all the wrong reasons.
The shots were there, like you just said. Like, they were there. Like, it felt like I was kind of at the point in the fourth quarter. It was like everybody's like, oh, my God, he's taking another one. But it's like he has to. Like, the whole offense is built around this. You have Jimmy that's standing in the corner with one knee. You have Bam Adebayo, who's not really getting the ball a ton, and he didn't really have many shot attempts. And every shot for any of those guys was a tough shot. You look at all these guys that are driving to the basket. Tough shots. It's like Tyler's the one guy that's getting a clean look. You almost have to just live with it. He could not get it going. He could not find a flow. He could not find a flow from all three levels. It just felt like we were talking about it earlier. Like, it was like, what was the reasoning for it? I didn't feel like it was nerves or anything like that. Like, he's played in big games. I felt like if anything, maybe it's I want to perform, you know, on this stage because of the narratives that are out there. Like, if there's anything that was, maybe it's that because he started pressing a little bit. But then it got to the point where he just wasn't, you know, he was playing his game and he just wasn't able to capitalize. And then, you know, a couple of the turnovers just really hurt Miami. It felt like in the second half, like they had early turnovers to start the game. They settled them, which made them have a 12-point lead at halftime. And then they picked up. Like, Kyle, how many times is Kyle going to do that behind the, you know, back pat steal? Like, it hits a certain point where you have to take care of the ball. And it felt like, speaking of taking care of the ball, how many times did you kind of look around and say, are they going to get the ball past half court? Because there were like a bunch of times where it was like, okay, this team doesn't have their point guard. They don't have a point guard. That's your ball guy that's going to get the ball past half court. It's like it hits a certain point where you're like, okay, it can't just be Jaime, Bam, and Tyler that are doing it.
Brady, how about the time they were in the front court and they went back court?
Yeah.
How does that happen with a minute left in the game? How do you put yourself in the position for the officials to make that call where Tyler ends up going backcourt? And then we talk about the offense. Look, Jimmy was a decoy in the fourth quarter. I understand why Spo still had him out there. But, I mean, there were a couple of times where, like, Tyler was literally pressed up against Jimmy in the left corner taking shots. Like, Jimmy was just planted there. And obviously, look, obviously Duncan wasn't ready to play because he was active. There was plenty of opportunity to get him in. But obviously Spo didn't feel comfortable with it. They missed Rozier. But I'm not going to blame it on the guys who were out or the guys that were hurt. They had this game. They had this game. And like Greg said, they lost to Nick Batum. They didn't lose to Embiid, to Maxey, to even Oubre or Harris. They lost to Nick Batum. And here's another thing. We've talked a lot this year, Alex, about, you know, just decision-making in certain stretches of the game. Caleb had a rough stretch that really allowed Philadelphia to get back in. Caleb didn't used to have these kind of stretches. We've seen this stuff this year. It seems like guys who the moment should not be too big for, like Hero played in like significant game, finals games as a rookie, right? Caleb could have been Eastern Conference Finals MVP. They both looked overwhelmed at times tonight. And that's the frustrating part of this for me is they had this game. Philly didn't play that well. And even with Jimmy Gimpy, like they had this game. Philadelphia fans were booing in the first half. And you lost the game to Nick Batum.
Yep. It was absolutely the Nick Batum game. I mean, it's not surprising that not random. The guy's been in the league doing this for a long time, but he is towards the end of his career here, right? You know, just another role player going off against the Heat, just like we see, you know, pretty much every game for the past few years. Like, this is what they do, right? This is the con with, you know, doing everything you can to take away kind of the metaphorical heads of the snake for the other team, right? Like, you did a pretty good job on Embiid and Maxey, as you guys are talking about. I mean, so much better than how they performed on the defensive end against those guys last time in Miami. So, like, you give them credit there. Great first half defensively, especially when you got into that zone. Like, that was some of the best zone we've seen in that first half all season long. Then in the second half, just it's a, it was really a tale of two halves, man. Like, you go in and allow, I think, 30 in the third quarter, and I want to say 34. I was just looking at it in the fourth, maybe 36 after, you know, just a phenomenal first half. And Brady was talking about it on playback as well. We were all talking about it. Like, they cannot let their foot off the gas defensively. And we say that when the team is healthy because we know how bad their offense is. It is even more important when Jimmy is banged up and you're already not playing Terry and Duncan. Like, the offense is not going to – you're not going to be able to match a team as good as the Sixers, as talented and as good as the Sixers offensively on that end of the floor. The first half was the blueprint to winning this game. And look, like, their defense wasn't atrocious in the second half, but it wasn't great. It wasn't great. It was nowhere near that level, right, that they were on in the first half. And it's hard to really come away with that. Maybe one of the stats that'll help point to that a little bit that I was just looking at, the points off turnovers gap in the first half was 17-2 favoring the Heat. In the second half, 14-5 favoring Philly. Like, I don't know how much there is to say. Like, their defense did not stay on the same level. And it's clear to anybody that they didn't have offense tonight. Tyler obviously had a terrible shooting game. And I'm glad that he was able to really get it going in the forefoot, because otherwise it would have ended even uglier than that. It would have ended with, you know, probably like much more time left in the game early in that fourth quarter if Tyler didn't get going, because Jimmy was out of it. Like you said, Ethan, he was out of the plays, wasn't like even running around, was just planted in the corners. The spacing was off. Like, honestly, just a bunch of red flags all over the place, man. And those defensive mistakes and then the turnovers on the offensive side, like, there goes your margin for error. There goes your margin for error. They weren't able to hold down the blueprint that they had done such a good job of in the first half. And I feel like I'm already sounding like a broken record, but that's where I come down on it.
No, I mean, you're right. And look, these are all – these, we talk about the red flags. Like, we saw them all year. Like, we've discussed these all year. Like, they're in it. They're the offensive droughts, the sloppy playmaking, and then also – just the lack of time that a lot of these guys had playing together this season. And I think that that shows up too. Like, they just look confused. They look like they don't know where to go. And when that happens, Tyler's the one that's going to be aggressive. Like, that's just the nature of it. And that's the way that the defense played into it. And if Tyler had a great shooting game, we wouldn't be having this conversation, but he didn't. and that's where we're at with it. And, you know, we can keep, you know, or I can keep sort of making excuses for the absences, the lack of availability, that a lot of it's not his fault and all the rest of this. But then the moment is there, right? It was there. Like, if you – like, and he made some difficult shots tonight, but he missed too many easy ones. He missed too many easy ones. And so it all comes back to that. And again, like you said, when you don't have Rozier, clearly Spo was not comfortable playing Duncan. And here's the thing about these role guys, okay? Great credit to DeLon Wright for what he did in the first half by knocking down a couple of threes and what he did defensively. Great credit to what Highsmith has done throughout the season when he's got opportunities. But these guys are role players for a reason. They're role players for a reason. Like, you may get one half. You're not going to get two, okay? Mm-hmm. A guy like a Nick Batum is a different kind of role player. This is a guy who was a longtime starter in the league. They save him for moments like this. Look, the Heat got great moments from Kevin Love tonight, too, okay, right? Like, because Kevin Love knows how to play in these games, like Batum knows how to play in these games. But you can't expect DeLon Wright to have two halves like that. You can't expect Highsmith to knock down all of those shots. It's not what they're there for, right? It's not what they're there for. Like, ultimately, you go as far as your best players take you. And Miami, if they had just gotten – and look, the Jimmy thing – you know, for all the criticism I've given Jimmy for not getting up for certain games or not shooting well against good teams, I blame him for nothing tonight. Nothing. Okay. Guy stayed in and played when it looked like he wouldn't continue to play. And he was out there as a decoy. Maybe you could argue he shouldn't have been out there, but clearly they didn't have enough bodies they trusted. So that's why Jimmy stayed in the game late. But Greg, I think, you know, and again, we'll get to the stuff that we have to do here on the pod tonight. But as you look at it, it ultimately comes down to this. Like, I have never felt this year like Jimmy, Bam, and Tyler were going to carry them over the top. It has just not felt that way the entire season. And it's why when we did the podcast yesterday, I didn't pick them. Okay. And they ended up losing by one. The spread was 5.5. It just has not felt that way the whole year. And this magical run that's supposed to come, you have to be able to trust your best players. You have to trust the other guys who just play smart. And they just can't sustain. They can do it for a quarter. They can do it for 6 minutes. They cannot sustain. And I I think that's going to be the story of the season, ultimately.
I'm worried about how they respond in the next game, honestly, because it's like you're going to go to Boston. Like that feels like this team may start to regret what just went down in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? So it's a mm-hmm. tough position that they're in, because they had this game, and it was just a situation where Nick Batum kept killing them. You help off of them. Tyler Hero shot them out of the game, and now they have to go and play Atlanta or Chicago. That has trap game written all over it for me. That's just, I guess, where I come down on the next matchup.
Yeah, and then there's going to be a whole question from Heat fans. Do you even want to win the game? And I say you always win the game. You make the playoffs. You roll the dice. You see what happens. But I know, Alex, we've talked about this. Like, one of the worst-case scenarios was going up and just getting embarrassed by Boston. And I don't know how you can look at this any different.
They're limping. Correct. Into the game. Like, there is no good scenario.
In all ways. And isn't it like an early afternoon game Sunday if it's in Boston, right? I think it's a 1 o'clock or something along those lines. I have to look at exactly what the time is. I'm pretty sure it's an early game.
They might not get to that game.
I don't know that they will. Honestly, I don't know that they will. They almost didn't last year. All right, let's get to a couple of the formalities here for the podcast. We might as well name one. Rocky Sports Gamer of the Night. And now on Five on the Floor, it's time for the Gamer of the Night, sponsored by Rock Esports Center, the place to eat, drink, and play all day. Host your next birthday party with them. Located at 15305 South Dixie Highway in Palmetto Bay, they've got a 5,500-square-foot state-of-the-art center equipped with all the high-end power. Play all-day passes available for just $25, but if you mention Five Reasons, it's just $20. So mention Five Reasons or 5RSN. You get to play all day for $20. And now, the Gamer of the Night. All right, if I was going to pick one on the Heat side, relative to expectations, I'd probably pick Jaime Jaquez, which tells you everything you need to know about this night. Because he played with effort. And he played poised, actually, for most of the night. And I give him credit for that. And that's promising for the future. And nobody cares. So I'll just say this, okay? It's Batum. I mean, six threes. I mean, let me just go through this. Nick Batum is 35 years old, okay? He hasn't been a starter for years. I mean, he was a consistent starter. Last time he started a bunch was with the Clippers. I guess he started 38 games this year, but I mean, that's because they had all the in and out moving pieces and all the rest of this. But I mean, really, he was a starter for Charlotte in the late teens. I always used to hear about Nick Batum. You didn't want him on your team because he was soft. That was always the phrasing on Nick Batum, that everybody talked about. And meanwhile, he gives you six threes tonight. And there were just a couple circumstances. He was quicker to the ball than the Heat players were. And that's the frustrating part of this. It's not just making the threes. But again, they lost to Nick Batum. And that's pretty much all there is to say about that. Philadelphia get New York in the next series. That's a series that Heat fans probably aren't going to watch or going to want to watch because they're going to think that they should have been in that series, might have had an opportunity against the Knicks. Brady, let's just discuss this briefly. Because that game is starting right now. So for those of us who are watching us live, even though on the podcast feed it'll be over already, would you rather play the Hawks or the Bulls on Friday? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I didn't think we'd be talking about this tonight. This is a crazy turnaround. I'll say, I mean, Trey coming off an injury in terms of, you're limping into this game, Trey not being fully healthy. Miami's dealt with Trey pretty well in the past. They're able to scheme mm-hmm. him out in ways that it will probably make you feel better. Maybe it's a little bit of PTSD from the fact that they were literally minutes away from losing to the Bulls last year, but they also did lose the Hawks. Exactly. Yeah. So it's a little bit of both, but I think you might lean Hawks just because of the injury thing. Like that's kind of the way you look at this. Look, this game Friday is going to come down to not only the Jimmy thing, but the Terry Rozier thing. They need Terry Rozier. And I'm not doing it because they should have won this game without Terry Rozier. They had a chance. They were up 12 at halftime. They had so many chances in this game. They could have found a way to win. But I look around and I'm like, I just don't know how they go. They rely on him so much. And I don't think we realize how much they relied on Terry Rozier. They need him
in this setting for easy offense, for just some sort, even if it's not super efficient, somebody that could just get a good shot. Because I'm looking around tonight, Jimmy's hurt, Bam's not creating, you have Jaime kind of running into Embiid in the lane, and it's like, you just need an extra shot creator right now in the offense in the half court. And it was like, or a guy, like we just said, to bring the ball down, to get the ball past half court, and you feel confident that you're going to get it past half court. Like, I don't know. That one's going to be important. I know we'll probably get to that on the injury report toward the end, but that's going to be the big one. But I don't know. It's going to be it's a toss-up either way, Ethan. I mean,
how
you don't know what to get from this team.
What's that arena going to be like? Well, three of us will be there, Alex, myself, and Brady. What is that going to be like on Friday night? Right? I mean, this team's been so bad at home this year. And I just got to think they're expecting the worst. And what if we find out on Friday that Jimmy's not going to go, which I really think there's a possibility of that. I mean, that's going to swell on him overnight. Right. It might be worse. Honestly, like, I mean, you may be better off just saying, just shut it down Friday. Hope you get the game. And then you're there on Sunday. Right. I mean, I mean, how much more do the extra home games are a little more money for the Heat. But other than that, like, it's not. You know, I'm reading this Spoelstra quote. We'll get to the play of the day in a second. So you guys got a lot of time to think about which was the worst. Eric Spoelstra, this is from Ira. We will do this the hard way. That has to be the path right now. Oh, I understand why Spo has to say that. I'm so tired of hearing it. How about not making everything the hard way? Like, seriously, how about taking the regular season more seriously? How about, eking out the 48 wins so that you would have been in the 3 or 4 spot or whatever, 5 spot at the worst, so you didn't have to deal with this? Why is this like, you know that meme? It's like, give me more challenges. You know what I'm saying? You know, I apologize. I'm Jewish. Am I allowed to say that? It's like the Jesus meme. I've seen that one, right? Is that really necessary? Like, do you need to put it on, like, do you need to, when you're playing Madden, do you need to put it on, like, the hardest level just so you throw 8 picks before you get better? I mean, why is this necessary, right?
Jesus is just looking down at Spo and Jimmy like, what? Why?
Why? Like, why not make it easier? They can't be in this position next year. They just can't be. This is not a way to go through life. It's just not. And look, nobody – funny thing is, we're on playback today, and nobody felt good at halftime, or you shouldn't have. Nobody felt good. You knew what was going to happen in the first 6 minutes.
You felt surprised.
Third quarter. Right. It was like, okay, how are they going to blow this? Like, that is not a team that's 0-10 against the top 5 teams in the West, a team that has struggled at home, a team that, you know, has a net rating hovering around the flat line, like – this is who they are. And this thing, we'll have to do it the hard way. Again, Spo has to say that for his team, but I don't think that their challenges this year have made them better. Like, Spo talked last year about, okay, they, you know, we have these challenges and all these clutch games. I don't feel like they came out the other side looking better. I don't. Like, right? Like, last year they had some good wins in the clutch. Like, this year, like, you knew they were going to F this up, right? It was just a question of who. Like, that's kind of where I'm at with it. All right, let's get to the play of the night.
And now it's time for the Insurance by Lynette play of the night, sponsored by insurancebylynette.com and A Aggressive Insurance Agency. You can reach out to our friend Lynette at 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800 or insurancebylynette.com. That's insurancebylynette.com with 2 N's and 2 T's. Your best play for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, condo insurance, life insurance, or a retirement program. Reach out to Lynette at insurancebylynette.com.
I just got the email from Rob Wilson. Who are you sending on Friday? Last chance, guys. Last chance. Duck out. You guys want parking? That's it? You're raising your hand? You want the challenge?
Was that him assuming that you're not going to go?
No. He always asks me. He's like, who am I sending? I'm included in that. We get the 3 credentials. So it's okay. Is it the same 3 as always? Or are either of you going to decide to find something better to do that night? So I'm just saying, you're raising your hand. You're going, right? You're going?
I'll be there.
We do this. Now you guys can see how the sausage is made behind the scenes here. This is what we do here. All right. So the play of the night. I mean, I don't know. The backcourt violation to me jumps out. Al, Brady, you got a different one?
It's the free chicken. It's legitimately the free throws from Caleb Martin that turned the entire game. And I don't even say it as a joke. Like, they were legitimately had full momentum. Caleb goes to the line where he was going to push the lead, misses both free throws. They end up hitting a three, goes back into Miami's offense. Caleb turns it over. And then it ended up in a bucket in a goaltend for Philly, and they got another bucket. But that, the crowd got into it from that moment on, and it turned the entire sequence of that second half. So that was the play of the night. The play of the night was the free chicken and that Caleb free throw sequence.
He's so right.
I can't argue with it. I mean, this is not like when Boban missed free throw on purpose, right? So that to take care of the entire crowd. This was Caleb actually trying to make the free throws. He's had a really rough up and down year. I don't know. Just coming out of camp wasn't right. Then it looked like out of All-Star break, it looked like he kind of figured things out, right? Like we were talking about, he's a definite for the closing rotation, right? He didn't close tonight, right? No. And it's funny because I saw some that were saying, why is Hawkins starting over closing over Caleb? I absolutely would have closed with Hawkins tonight. I felt more comfortable with Hawkins on the floor than with most of the vets, honestly. Like, he looked like he was comfortable being in that circumstance. So it's just all bad. There's obviously, I'm looking through the comments right now, and most of them are about Tyler. How does he, Greg, I'll go to you on this. We've talked about this being the testing ground for him, right? Finally going to be healthy, looking for a big night. And I even see, like, I see our guy, Sean Hyken, who covers the Blazers. First time that Sean's piped up the whole year, you know, that the Dame package cost the game for the Heat tonight. I guess he's talking about Tyler, because it wasn't Jovic or Hawkins who cost the game tonight, if we're even going to call that the Dame package. Is this even salvageable for Tyler at this point?
I mean, there's paths to it being salvageable. I don't want to go too far off the ledge here, but I will say that it's the clock is ticking on this build, and that includes Tyler. That would be the primary piece that I think that they would dangle. So I do think that, you know, as we close in on this, what could be the final game of the season, and this, the all-important playing game that they just lost, it's Tyler Hero's in a weird place in with respect to where he sits in the franchise, in the pecking order on the team, with the fan base. I think that it is it's a weird time, just because there's not many other paths to flexibility enough to improve. So that's where I think it ends up being about Tyler, but there, it can be salvageable. I don't want to go too crazy here, because they may have to make other hard decisions that involve other key players.
Are we letting Bam off the hook too easy, Alex?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, look, those early foul calls did not help. And look, they survived it, right? Because honestly, well,
the second foul call was a phantom call, right? Like, I'm not going to, I mean, like, you have to live with it, but yes. Yeah. It was a bad call, but yes.
I didn't love that call, but if we're being real, and I wasn't in a great mood at the time, to be real, but my first thought when Bam went out with two fouls that early, I said to myself, GG's. That's really what I thought. And I love Kevin Love. It's no shade to him. He was great. He's been great all season. Was great last playoffs. Was good for them again tonight. No shade to him. I, that's just like the type of stuff that is like, oh, that's exactly what you need to not happen versus the MVP, the reigning MVP. And Bam has been such, you know, has done such a good job on him in the past, including the last time, you know, they played against each other. And so, yeah, like his main job on the floor is on defense. And what he does as an offensive hub, what, you know, as a screener, as a passer, they obviously go to other guys for scoring. I just think they should have found a way to get him a little bit more involved on a night where you're missing Terry and Duncan, Jimmy gets banged up, and Tyler is playing poorly for most of the game. They needed to find a way to get him a little bit more involved, get him some easy buckets. And even then, like, we just know the Heat are not good at making easy shots. Like, we know they're not good in transition. Again, tonight, they finished 14-26 at the rim, 54%. Then on top of that, they go 10 of 25 in the mid-range, which is supposed to be, you know, part of their, like, bread and butter on offense. One of the only things they're good at on offense. And they shoot 40%, which is the team shot really poorly from three in the first half. I knew that was going to change. It's just everything to me, again, comes back to what I was talking about before with the defense. Like, you might have been able to grind out this game. Like, even despite the bad defense in the second half, you were almost able to grind out this game. If their defense was at the level it was supposed to be at, not even at that A-plus level we saw in the second quarter or whatever, at somewhere near that, I think they might have won this game. And not to mention, like, that, you know, I mentioned at the top of the show, Ethan, like, the factors that we didn't know were going to happen, you know, like Jimmy getting banged up and all of that. Like, it's tough to overcome all of that. If your defense would have stayed where it was supposed to be, you probably win this game. Like, again, you allowed 39 points in the first half, 66 in the second half. That is a major, major gap, and there's just no overcoming that. So, yeah, Bam absolutely could have done more on the offensive side. They could have done a better job to get him involved. It felt like everything was for kind of Jimmy and Tyler, and then you had other guys making relief buckets. You know, shout out Aime for some of that as well. It wasn't enough. The
zero free throws for Bam.
Yeah, that's, they just didn't have him.
I mean, it's just they didn't. And some of that again was Tyler sopping up the usage, and some of it is Bam not making himself available, and some of it is there's so much that goes into it. It's the same conversations that we've had about him for so long. And but I'm with you. If the defense had stayed where it was in the first half, but it's hard to sustain that. It's just hard against 35-year-old Nick Batum. It is hard to rely on your defense the entire game when you cannot even finish in transition. Like, it's just like when they're in transition, you're almost like, just stop. Okay, let everybody get back, please.
And they
just
take the same thing.
Let everybody.
They do the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let them get set and deal with it that way. They don't. Everything with this team is hard. It's like there are no easy baskets. There are no easy games. There are no easy quarters. There's no easy path to the playoffs. There's nothing. It's just everything is hard. And I just think after five seasons of this, it's exhausting. If it's exhausting for us to watch it, imagine what it's like for them to play it. It's just nothing is easy. They don't get easy nights. They had that one night against Portland, and that was basically it. So just very frustrating evening. All right, we do need to mention the injury report here, so we'll do this before we get out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now it's time for the official Five on the Floor injury report, sponsored by our friend Eric Rubenstein, the personal injury attorney. Born and raised in Lauderdale, Florida, lives in Miami, went to St. Thomas. He's a South Florida guy and a huge Miami Heat fan. But the important thing is he can help you get your money that you deserve when something happens to you. So reach out to our guy, Eric Rubenstein. Again, ericrubenstein.com, or ask about me. I got you on Instagram. And now, the injury report.
All right. So Duncan Robinson was active, and I never should have put in our off the floor Discord, which I should have mentioned here at some point. $2.99 per month. Get in while it's still hot. Yeah, there you go. Alex, you can take it off the screen. It's okay. Nobody wants to hear it tonight. Although it is a place that you could continue what you're doing in the chat all night long if you'd like to. And the link is right here. But either way, I shouldn't have said he's playing, because I should know better. That sometimes when they activate a guy, it's not to play. It's and he was really prominent in their social media today, and that should have been a tip for me, because it almost felt like they were trying to tell Philadelphia he was going to play, when I don't think that necessarily there was ever an intention for him to play. And I can tell you, with Tyler missing 5 out of every 6 shots, if he was ready to play, he would have played, I would think. Yes. Right? Like, right? Jimmy's hobbled. You have no Rozier. And Tyler is sticking up the joint, like, okay, let's play your best shooter. They didn't. So I'm not going to guarantee that he's playing on Friday. As far as Rozier goes, I was told, and I said this the other night, that it was not great, and that he could be out a while longer. And then there was the hope, because they were waiting on some results, and then they ruled him out right away. I wouldn't count on him for Friday. I wouldn't count on him. Could he play? Yes. I would not count on him. And of course, Kevin Love played today and he was good as he's been all season. And then it's one of the crazy things about this season that it's like, who can you count on? Well, the old guy, he's there for you every night, right? Like he does his job every night, but it's the others that you can't count on. So Love was good again tonight, I thought, in his minutes, particularly after Bam went out early. And Kevin got some things going for them. But look, they're going to, I'm with you, Brady. They're going to need Rozier on Friday. Like, but I don't know that he's playing. I mean, if Jimmy's not playing and we find out Rozier's not playing either, like, I don't know how they're generating offense. I just don't.
And I just wanted to give a Jimmy update from what Ira tweeted about Spo, saying as the second half went on, it started to limit him a little bit more. And then he also said his right knee was being placed on a protective sleeve before he got dressed. So it's like,
he ain't playing Friday. I mean, don't aggregate me on that, but I've seen these things before. You're talking about, at the very least, he's going to have a significant contusion there. I mean, he knocked knees and he bent it backwards. And adrenaline can keep you in there for a quarter or two. And then it just,
and that's the reason,
like,
he didn't come out. That's the reason he stayed in the game in the first place, was because of that very reason. He stayed in because of that.
Right. And then, yeah. So I wish I had better news for everybody. We'll be there Friday night against Chicago or Atlanta. We'll see how that plays out. Max Strus cannot save them this time. We thank everybody who's been with us the entire season. The good news is none of the stats from tonight count. So Tyler's game, Jimmy's 5-for-18, they're wiped off the books. We'll never have to hear about them again. And again, last year, does anybody remember the first play-in game? Because I don't.
Kyle Lowry in the first playing game, 2 years in a row.
Clint Capella, true. Nick Batum is Clint Capella. Okay, I see it.
This time. Yeah, I'll say this. I've never seen Kyle run so fast as he did tonight. Like, where was this in Miami when he was making $28 million a year? Like, what? I mean,
let's be real. He was trying his ass off in the playoffs. He always tries in the playoffs, man. Real season, all that.
Real season. All right, someone tell the Heat that the real season is Friday or their season is over. I can't imagine that the Boston Celtics are afraid of what they saw tonight, but we'll see how it plays out. Thanks to Brady. Thanks to Alex. Thanks to Greg. Thanks to everybody who was there with us tonight in the comments. Again, if you want to continue this on Discord, I think that the guys, if you're watching on YouTube, are on playback right now watching the other game. I'm not doing that to myself, but you guys can have at it. Have a good night, everybody.